Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bob Away Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages on the subject, Focus on the Family. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready and turn to Genesis chapter 6, beginning with verse number 1, as we take a look in the book.
Because see, now you got folks that's saying, well, if Beyonce can do it, if Jay-Z can do it, then I can do it. But the devil is a lie. Just because Beyonce can do it and Jay-Z can do it don't mean you can do it. And listen. You never want to judge anything before it's time. Judgment day ain't happened yet. Lord have mercy. Oh, but all of this here is just making the devil happy. The devil is happy when powerful people take advantage of weak people. The devil is happy whenever we got the good hooking up with the bad. The devil is happy when his men can come in there, his spirits can come in there, demonic spirit, and can have sex with women and then turn them from acting good to turn them to acting bad. Oh, he's happy. Matter of fact, just like in the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The devil's kingdom is coming. The devil's will is being done on this earth just like he wrote it out in heaven. That's what's happening today. Just how the devil done scripted out, folks are following the script and don't even know it. When you hook up with an ungodly hookup, you're making the devil glad. So don't get unequally yoked together because it makes the devil happy. But number two, don't be unequally yoked together because that won't make God happy. That won't make God happy. And you ought to be trying to make God happy. Look right here in the text. Can we go back to the text? Look at verse number 5. Are y'all with me this morning? Verse 5, the Bible says, and God saw. Is that in your Bible? Yeah. See, the devil saw, these sons of God saw, but God said, I saw too. And God saw, what did you see, God? That the wickedness of man was great in earth. Listen, stuff that we call wild, I want to try to be like that, and I want to try to get that. God called that wickedness. Stuff that people often praise, God called wickedness. Stuff that man worship, God said, that ain't nothing but wickedness. People that we think are somebody, God said, that ain't nothing but wickedness. These celebrities that we idolize, God said, they just living all kind of wicked lives. He called them wickedness. Notice he says, the wickedness, and watch these adjectives. Watch these three adjectives. Was great. Wickedness. It wasn't just a little wickedness. He says the wickedness was great. In the earth. I mean, everywhere. We got a universal problem. And that every, notice that word, every. Every imagination of thought of his heart. Every plan man is coming up with, you see some wickedness. Every thought of his heart was, notice, not just evil, only evil. Look at the world, y'all. Look at the shape that the world, this is what God saw. But notice, when God sees things one way, man saw things another way. Man was admiring these kind of things. When people start glorifying evil and start wanting evil more than they want good, God said, we got to put a stop to it. Because we got a universal problem. And notice what it said, verse 6, and it repented the Lord that he made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. That word repent means pained. Now, put that word in there. Take out the word repent and put pain in there. And it pained the Lord that he made man on the earth. It grieved him. It pained him to his heart. Now, you think about it. God had made man. He had made this world for man. See, it wasn't that God made man on the first day and said, come on, Adam, I need you to help me build a world. God had put everything out here, and by the time Adam made it on the sixth day, all Adam had to do is just enjoy this world, him and God. But notice now, they done left God out. That's what worldliness is. Worldliness is leaving God out, enjoying a world, but don't want God involved in it. And God says, it pained me that I even made man. And notice what God said I'm going to have to do. And the Lord says, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping things and the fowls of the air, for it repented me. It pained me that I have made them. God takes no pleasure in sin. It hurts God when God sees his people sin, because sin brings about death, the Bible says. Now notice God says, I will destroy man. Wait a minute, what man you talking about destroying? Because we got some people on earth at this time that are giants. We got some people on earth this time that are demigods. They half man, half God. We got some people on earth now that's rich and famous. We got some people on earth that are above the law. Who are you talking about? You going to destroy man? I mean, what God and his army going to be able to destroy man? God can do it all by himself. Listen, I don't care how big you done got. We got a God that's bigger than that, and he knows how to bring you down. I don't care how many people are praising folks on earth, God can bring that person down. I don't care what title you got, God can bring that person down. There's nobody that's too big for God. And notice, God don't have to go through no Congress. God don't have to go through no Senate. He don't have to go through no House of Representatives. He don't have to see what the Supreme Court gonna say about this. God is God all by himself. And God says, I'm gonna have to judge this world. And notice though, he says, I'm gonna destroy both man and beast. Wait a minute, God. What you doing? Messing with the chickens. What you doing messing with our cows? Listen. When a person don't serve God, you'll be destroyed by God. And not only will God destroy you, God will remove all the stuff that he done gave to you. See, when God starts judging us today, most of the time, God just don't judge us physically. God starts moving stuff out of our life. God will take our car that we like. God will take that job that we like. God will take those clothes that we like. And if that hadn't got our attention, then God will start taking that help that we like. He'll start taking your body away and make you sick. And if that don't do it, then God just take you out. So God will remove you from your stuff and give your stuff to somebody else. God will remove you and your stuff. And that's what he did here. Because, see, God would not allow his people who come on this earth and they don't want to serve him. God said, let me have my stuff then. No, you're not going to come down here on this earth and not going to serve the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and think you're going to enjoy my stuff. I ain't letting you enjoy my stuff. You like fried chicken? I ain't going to let you have no more chicken. I'm taking my chickens. You like steak? I'm taking my cows. I'm taking my stuff. Everything that you like, I'm taking my stuff away from you. I'm taking you away from the stuff, and I'm taking my stuff away from you because I'm God, and nothing nobody can do about it because I'm God, and I'm God, I'm God all along. And that's what God did. God says, you ain't gonna come on this earth and think you're gonna enjoy my stuff. But see, what did I say on that first purpose when God created man? The purpose of man is to enjoy God. You enjoy God first and to enjoy his creation. But don't come on this earth thinking you're gonna enjoy his creation without enjoying the creator. Don't think you're going to enjoy his stuff, his creation, and then you're going to bypass on the creator. This ain't Burger King. You can't have it your way down here. And so God, he brought them all down. And notice, just like in Genesis chapter 5, the Bible says, and Adam lived so many years and he died. And then Seth lived so many years and he died. Methuselah lived so many years and he died. Notice, it don't say that they died right in this particular text, but we know that they all died. How do we know that? Because only Noah and his family remained on this earth. So regardless how high they was, they died. Even though they call themselves a god, they must not have been a god because they died. Don't let somebody fool you into having sex with them. There's only one God. God is God by itself. Let's go on. So that won't make God happy being unequally yoked. But the third thing, and this is it. Y'all got time for the third one? You won't be happy. Unequally yoked, you'll make the devil happy. But then God won't be happy. But the last thing, you won't be happy. Don't think that you're going to violate the commandment of God and think you're going to be happy. You won't be happy. Look with me, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm almost done. Are y'all with me? I'm almost done. I'm rounding third and coming home now. Look at what the Bible says. You got it? Your Bible? Yes. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 14. It says, be not unequally yoked, hooked up together with unbelievers. Now, Paul is using the analogy of the farmer. And the Bible had said over in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse number 10, thou shalt not take an ox and yoke him with a donkey. Why is that? Because they are unequally. Their donkey don't think like an ox. Yeah. You don't see chickens and dogs trying to pull a sleigh together. Why? They don't think. You don't see a horse and a cow hooked up trying to pull a wagon. Why? They don't think the same way. You don't see a sheep and a wolf hooked up together trying to work things out. Why? They don't think the same. When you see something like that sheep is thinking about, help, let me get away from here. That wolf is saying, thank you, Lord, for the food that I'm about to receive, for the nourishment of my body. but they don't think the same. He says, don't be unequal. But then he gives us a reason why. And notice he asks questions. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And he's asking a rhetorical question here. And all of these answers is none. So let's put none in there, okay? So when we come to the end of the question, I'm going to read it and then you just say none, okay? For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion has light with darkness? No. And what concord has Christ with Baal? No. Of what part has he that believed with an unbeliever? No. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? No. None. You're not compatible. None of those things are compatible. Matter of fact, not only are they opposite, but they are enemies. See, unrighteousness is an enemy to righteousness. Darkness is an enemy to light. Baal, the false god, is an enemy to Christ, the true God. An infidel, an unbeliever, is an enemy to a believer. Idols is an enemy to the true and the living God. And so you don't want to hook up with an unbeliever, because not only are you hooking up with somebody that's opposite of you, but you're hooking up with somebody who's an enemy of you. And that's why when people hook up like that, then they have fusses and fighting. They're fighting like cats and dogs, because they done made the mistake. They done sinned and done got unequally yoked. And listen, listen, listen. Quit all of this missionary dating. A lot of times you know that this is a devil that you're messing with. And you mess with him. I know, Pastor, he ain't going to church. I know he ain't reading his Bible right now. You know, but he say he want to change, Pastor. And so, don't we supposed to love everybody? We need to try to work with him and try to get him saved. Well, let him get saved first. Tell him to come back in 5 years. Because I want to know for sure you done worked it all out. By that time, whatever Jesus done worked in you, baby, it ought to be coming out after 5 years. Let them know, listen, if you want to experiment with something, go down there to the school, go there to the science lab, and then get a frog, and you can cut on some frog and experiment with a frog. But don't be coming up in here experimenting with me. And I ain't got time to be your mama. I ain't got time to be your mama. And I ain't got time to be your sweet daddy. Ain't that something that you noticed how the crowd went down on that? Listen, when a snake show you that he's a snake, believe it, baby. Don't be getting all upset with them after you done got unequally yoked and things ain't working out after two. Well, you knew he was a snake right from the beginning. You ain't got time for this missionary day. Listen, when Adam and Eve got married, Adam didn't have to do no kind of work on Eve. He didn't have to give her a makeover or a screen makeover. A lot of these people you got coming up in your life, they don't just need a makeover, they need an extreme makeover. Listen, look at what the Bible says. Because you got to ask yourself the question, how do I know how to pick a good man? How can I pick a good woman? Look what the Bible says here in verse 16. For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk where? In them. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separated, saith the Lord. Notice, God says, if you want them to pick a good man or pick a good woman, let me get on the inside of you. Matter of fact, your body is the church house. I made you for me to come in you. And so when I get in you, I start walking with them. In other words, God says, I start walking with them. I start talking with them. I start pointing out stuff to them. See, God will point out who's right and who's wrong. God will point out who's good and who's bad. God will point out who's going up in life and who's going down in life. Because God is not looking at the outside, baby, but God is looking at the inside. And God says right here in the text, touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you. In other words, God said, I'm waiting on you to make the first move. God says, if you won't touch the unclean stuff, then God said, then I'll come on in there. And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons, and you will be my daughters. God says, I'll be the God in your life. And let God be God. Let him be God all by himself. And God says, when I'm God all by myself, God says, I'll be your father. See, a lot of ladies are looking for a man to take care of them. And they are settling for any old man or do. Men are settling for any old woman will do. Listen, God says you don't have to hook up with a man or hook up with a woman to take care of you. God says, I'll take care of you. I'll be your father. And you'll be my son, and you'll be my daughter. And how many of you know, can't nobody take care of you like God take care of you. God will be a father to the fatherless. He'll be a mother to the motherless. He'll be a friend to the friendless. God can be God all by himself. So let him be God in your life today. Do I have a witness today? I say, do I have a witness today? And when God come in your life, see, you don't need a sweet daddy. You just need the true daddy. And you'll be able to say with that old somebody, he's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise. Strong winds may blow. But I'm going to tell the world, wherever I go, I have found not a sweet daddy, but a savior. And he's sweet.
Bread of life.
I know.
Sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.